IC. Sponsored by Raz Energy, Steiner Sports, and Super Draft Pro. Here is your host, the one, the only, Ricky, the master of mayhem, Litwinkwich. Welcome, everybody, to Pipe Bomb Radio NYC. It's yours truly, the master of mayhem, Ricky Litwinkwich. And it is an honor and a privilege to be doing an interview for one of the newest book authors out on the market right now. I introduce Cassandra Whitaker. Cassandra, welcome to Pipe Bomb Radio NYC.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Now, Cassandra has a very, very interesting story. And as we go through this, we will not only talk about background for the creation of her book, but we will also do a little of a get to know you with Cassandra, because that's what we do on Pipe Bomb Radio NYC. We don't always just keep it business. We always have to try to spice it up a little bit. And yours truly spices everything up. So here we go. So, Cassandra, just give me a little bit of a background on how this journey started.
So this journey really started with my son, Wyatt. He just turned 4 on April 15th. He was born in the height of the COVID pandemic, April of 2020, right when everything hit the fan. He was born 10 weeks early at 3 pounds, and he spent a month in the NICU. It was a very traumatic birth, and it was scary. Everything was so unknown. He's always kind of had a problem reaching his age-appropriate milestones, and we just kind of copped it up to he was preemie, so he's just catching up. And then around when he was around 1 year old, he started showing the obvious signs of having autism. That's when I first noticed he would do motorcycle hands, or he would twirl his feet, he would start flapping his arms. But he was a very happy, engaging infant, and the social emotional, he was right where he should have been. But the gross motor, walking, crawling, he was delayed in all of those things. So the journey really started with him and all of his NICU appointments. And then we started to see these things, and it led us to a birth to three program in our state. And then it just kind of evolved from there. And I kind of turned my adult career has always been in the medical field. I was a phlebotomist for a decade. And then I worked in orthopedics and then pathology as well. And I kind of turned my attention towards early childhood development. And I wanted to know as much as I could to help my son get the tools that he needed to succeed.
Now, for the listeners, because again, this is one of the most sensitive topics that I've ever talked about. And I know that in this phase, whether it's physical or mental health, that is a very difficult process to even start off on the beginning of that journey. Could you kind of tell everybody what difficulties that you kind of had in the beginning, and maybe try to discuss how the adjustments went as time went along?
Absolutely. I definitely had my guard up when it came to Wyatt. I have an older son. He's 13 now. And when he was a toddler, he also was delayed in speech. He was delayed in a lot of the motor skills. And I took him in, and I was told that he would never speak. He would never attend school. He would never live independently. And back then, I was a single mom, and I was just trying to do my best. And I was, nope, that's not happening. I was in denial. I put him in daycare, and we worked with him, and he made a lot of progress and was able to start school. And now he is brilliant. He's brilliantly, smart. He has his favorite subjects. He's very organized. He does have quirky tendencies. And looking back with Wyatt, when they started mentioning that he, autism was kind of the route we were going, I felt like I had the same child 9 years apart, And I knew, like, when I had Wyatt, we weren't going to obsess about him reaching his milestones. But the more that we kind of watched him, I would drive myself crazy. That's when I turned to TikTok, because back in 2020, 2021, like, you know, all of the videos were starting, TikTok was really picking up, and I was finding videos of other parents posting things that their children were doing. Now I know it's stimming, the arm flapping, the everything that my son was doing, and they were getting diagnosis. And I would watch these videos, and then I would obsess about it for weeks and just go back and forth. Yes, he is. No, he isn't. You know, well, he's making eye contact. Well, I mean, some children on the spectrum do make eye contact. And I think the route that I went with my older son, I was in denial for a long time. And finally, Wyatt started having, they were space out episodes where he would be fully engaged in a game. And we had an amazing speech therapist, his first speech therapist, actually, she came over and she was working with him in his natural environment in the middle of a game. And his eyes just locked on the floor for about 30 seconds. And I couldn't get his attention. I couldn't get him out of it. And we thought it was a seizure. So then that sent us to the neurologist. I mean, this child, he's seen everybody, but gastro and podiatry at this point. So, and they ruled out seizures, but then it just kind of, from there, we went to behavioral health. The problem was there were so many doctors that had their eyes on Wyatt, no one could agree. I would go to the neurologist and she would say, no, he is not autistic. I would go to the NICU follow-up. Yes, he is autistic. I would have lengthy conversations with his pediatrician, who is so supportive. And, you know, we just needed answers. So in the beginning of this journey, it was immediately denial. And then it was, I mean, I fought it against it so hard. I just think out of fear, because I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it meant. And I didn't know where to go from there. So I think a huge important piece of my takeaway is now I know that, I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's just he learns differently than other children, and we have to find how he learns to help him make those gains and progress. And to a parent who's just starting this journey, it's so important that it's so scary, but there's so many people out there to help you.
So now here's where the interesting, like, real problem, even including with me, with dealing with the depression and everything else. Again, it's two mm-hmm. totally different directions, but we're still dealing with the mental health aspect of it.
Absolutely.
Was there kind of like a drift with family? Was there a lot more of a different outlook because now you're dealing with this situation of the autism compared to any other normal problem a child would have?
I think because a lot of people, when they hear autism, they associate that with unintelligent. And it is simply not true. There's a lot of things. I had a hard time because where I had these concerns, I was seeing these things. And a lot of people in my life were, no, he's fine. He'll grow out of it. It's a phase. There were all of these answers. And then we tried to explain it away. Because when you have children, you have all of these hopes and these dreams, and you have, you know, you envision who they're going to be, what they're going to do when they're adults, you know, growing up and getting married and having children of their own. You from the moment you have that positive test, you have this dream in your mind of what your children are going to be. And when you have them and you're raising them and you realize that, okay, you know, maybe you wanted to be over here, but now you're on this side of it and you have to take those in stride. You can't just put your hands up and be like, well, I mean, you know, they're your children and you have to do everything that you can. So when you have that negative, those negative comments of, you know, no, you're just thinking too much or you're just imagining things, I think that is hurtful towards parents who are just seeking answers, because all we want to do is help our children succeed.
And obviously there's has to have been a little bit more of a progression as time has gone on, right?
What do you mean?
As now he's becoming older, you had you basically had the idea or know the idea of the actual autistic part of it. Like, has there been a, like a slower progression on like the learning and the everyday activities, or have you seen some like more progression, like a little bit quicker than what you would expect?
So I think a good thing to remember is there's a saying, it's you meet one child with autism and you've met one child with autism. The spectrum is so wide. Every child is different in their own way. They're different in how they learn. They're different in their strengths. They're different in, every child, it's no one is like the other. So in the case of Wyatt, he has level three autism with speech disorder. So he is nonverbal at this time, and also sensory processing disorder. So he gets very overstimulated sometimes, especially in loud rooms or crowds, or if he gets really excited. He's a very visual stimmer. He arm flaps. He's a very happy child. He does engage with us, his receptive language. So his understanding, if I say, come on, let's sit down, and he'll sit down. It's just like, he is learning. It's just taking some time. He just turned four. So, I mean, he'll learn in his own ways. There are things that are a lot more difficult, cognitively. Like, it took him, he goes in kind of spurts, or they call it regressions. He will use a spoon to eat, you know, independently for a while. And then, he wants to use his hands now, or he'll start saying some words and then he'll stop saying some words and stuff like that. So it kind of goes back and forth, but it does make it hard, when he gets overstimulated and we're out somewhere. And then toddlers also cannot control their emotions, very well either. So it's just kind of puts a fun little kink in there.
Here's my question. And I, again, I'm not trained in this medical field, and I would try to give our viewers as much information as possible. You said that it was a level three autism with sensory processing disorders and speech disorders. Can you kind of just clarify for me and the listeners, what maybe some of the differences of the levels are, so that way the information can get out there for everyone?
For sure. I'm just a parent, so I will explain it how it was explained to me at Wyatt's diagnosis appointment. So at this time, they have the levels. There's level one, two, and three, and it's kind of based on support needs. So level one would be, they would need lower support needs. Level two, like, you know, they have communication, but they need a little bit more help. So they would need like speech therapy, occupational therapy. Level three is, they would need high support needs. So they recommended, like ABA for Wyatt. We have not started that yet. It's one of those, it's like applied behavioral therapy, how it was explained to me. And just where we're at with our insurance, they don't cover that. So it is pretty expensive. Wyatt is in occupational therapy and he is in speech therapy each week. He has amazing therapists right now. He absolutely loves them. He's also in two preschool curriculums. He's in a morning preschool, and then he takes the bus up to our local school district for developmental preschool. So he has all hands on deck, as we like to put it, but he's making some really good gains.
Okay.
So they use the low support needs versus high support needs. It's how they split that up. That's how she explained it. And the sensory processing, so that, we have like our senses, you know, sight, sound, and it's the way it was told to me, it's all of these senses come in at once. So they come in and it's, it overloads their brains kind of. And so that's why, you know, in a loud, crowded environment, why it can get kind of overstimulated, and then that kind of causes the meltdowns.
Okay. At this point, we're going to give a little bit of our guest a break so she doesn't feel tremendously overwhelmed. When we come back, we're going to do a little bit of get to know Cassandra, because it's not all about just sitting here and getting all of that logistic jargon, because, you know, listeners get tired of stuff that they don't understand. Absolutely. So we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, it'll be get to know Cassandra here on Pipe Bomb Radio NYC. Productions brings to you today one of the best, if not the best, ticket app on the market today, TickPick. Buy live event tickets online at lower prices. TickPick has no service fees. Get last minute tickets to your phone instantly with TickPick. Not ready to buy yet? Learn how to price freeze, a new way for customers to continue saving by using the TickPick app and freezing prices while they plan. With over $100 million in customer savings and counting, we guarantee the best prices. That includes tickets for sports, concerts, and theater. Yes, I said theater tickets. Use the link in the description of our show and start getting great deals on your tickets today. The master of mayhem said so. We are back here. It's Pipe Bomb Radio NYC. We're here with Cassandra Whitaker, mom and author. Cassandra, are you having fun yet?
I sure am. Thank you so much.
So we've got the little bit of the history of what started this journey. And now we're going to get to know Cassandra a little bit. We normally would call these questions the five questions of death. But because we're not doing it with a music artist, we're just going to call them the five questions. Now, a lot of people get stumped by these questions because a lot of the questions either deal with some type of food, some type of music. They randomly change every time. So we're going to post the first question to Cassandra. What is your go-to late night snack?
That is a really great question. I have a pretty big addiction to chips. I take after my dad in that way. Like a salty snack, you know, the blue bag.
The Terra chips?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the ridges. I like those ones. Or if I am trying to be healthy, then it would be strawberries, but more so the chips.
Yeah, well, strawberries is also a thing you have to catch in season.
Yep,
so,
yep.
You know, you have to, when you go to the supermarket, you know, like if you see the strawberries there, when you walk into the produce part, that's what I'm grabbing first. Okay. Now we come up with some of the complicated questions, okay? Now, this is a multiple choice question, and I have gotten a lot of really weird answers. So I throw this out to you. You go out to a diner, whether it's a regular dinner meal, late night gathering, or whatever. You order something that comes with a side of fries. Okay? Now, you have choices of steak cut fries, the shoestring fries, which are the long, thin ones, curly fries, sweet potato, or waffle.
That's a hard one.
We answer the tough questions on this show.
Yep. I'm going to have to go with the sweet potato fries.
And what and what would be the condiment that you use with the sweet potato fries?
There's a place local that has, my coworkers and I go to it sometimes, and it's like a horseradish, like ranch kind of, and it is so good with, cause it's kind of spicy, but then it has the sweet or just plain ranch.
See, that is not an answer we have ever gotten on the show. So you have hit the nail on the head for that answer specifically. Here comes the music question, because we are a radio show and we do ask everybody that we interview. If you would pick the prototypical concert with three bands on the bill, who would you pick?
Oh, that's a hard question. Just like any bands that
any,
I would want to...
Any band or artist across the globe in any genre that you could put three of them together, and who would you want to be the one on the main card?
Hold on, it's going to take me a second. I don't know. There's so many to choose.
Well, what would be the first three that pop right out of your head? Would be the easiest way to go.
I was raised a country, like country music gal. So if I had to pick like three artists to go and watch, I would probably have to say George Strait, Alan Jackson, and Aretha McIntyre.
And who would you want the one to finish out the night between the three?
George Strait.
Sweet.
Yep.
Okay. Another basic music question.
Yep.
And there are about a million different places that you can choose. If it were to be one venue where these three artists would be, what would be the one you would probably want to go to the most?
Oh, the Grand Ole Opry.
Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't. Bucket list.
There we go.
Sure. stars. So like it would fit.
Okay. And then here's the one question that we change out. Okay. And I believe it or not, have been seeing this all over TikTok, and that's how this interview was set up because of TikTok. Okay. They have those questions. Would you punch a coworker for $1 million?
Oh no. I mean, yeah.
I didn't say where to punch the coworker, okay? It just said, would you punch a coworker for $1 million?
Okay? I mean, it's $1 million. I feel like they would forgive me. We would share it and go on vacation. I'd take them to Disneyland after.
I'd give them 10%. 100,000 for a fucking punch in the arm. Well, you know, that's how it works.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're all together.
So, besides the five questions, again, we're trying to get to know Cassandra here on the interview. What's a hobby that sticks out that you have?
A hobby that I have. Do moms have hobbies?
Besides drinking wine.
Exactly. I do like a good glass of wine or a mimosa. And it's so funny. I do have a hobby. I am a huge Disney person. I'm a Disney adult. My cousin and I go to Disney all the time. It's a huge hobby of ours. It would qualify as a hobby at this point. And my older son, Jackson, absolutely loves it. My husband, not so much, because he doesn't really like the bigger rides.
Yeah.
We took Wyatt when he was 2 for a Halloween Oogie Boogie Bash, and he did really well. But yeah, that would definitely be it. When I retire, I will be the person that hands out balloons.
So is the hobby the bag holder when you go on all the rides?
My hobby?
Your hubby.
I'm sorry.
The husband. Is he the bag holder and he watches everything while everybody goes on the rides?
Kind of, yes. He stayed behind with Wyatt last time. That was kind of his excuse to not go on Splash Mountain, which I feel like he would regret now because they don't have Splash Mountain open currently. But no, he was not a fan of the bigger rides. He got kind of sick. So yeah, he definitely was like, nope, I'll pass. You guys go ahead.
And I'd be joining him right there and having conversations because I am not a ride person either. So he'd have company. If we ever hung out, I'd be standing right there, be like, hey, so, you know, that looks pretty fun from down here. Yeah, my feet are not leaving the ground. That's just the way that is.
Right. Right.
Are you into any sports, being that you're on the West Coast?
I mean, like, I don't play sports. I was never really a sporty person growing up. I mean, I was a cheerleader when I was a senior in high school, but other than that, I don't really. I will watch sports if someone I know is playing. You know, I have a nephew who is playing soccer in school. I have a niece who's playing soccer in college, and my nephew plays football in school. And then my niece plays college soccer. So like I will watch it if, you know, they're playing it, but, yeah, I'm not really like into sports.
Okay. See, yeah. So that don't go bugging her for any like tickets or whatever for anything out there. 'Cause she ain't going to pay attention to you for it.
No, I do like, I mean, I watch football. I mean, because like the Seahawks are the Washington, you know, Seattle Seahawks. And my husband is actually from California. So he is a 49ers fan. So every fall we have like this banter back and forth on whose team is going to be better, which is always the Seahawks. I
mean, so Super Bowl parties are big in your house then, no matter who plays, or is it just with the 49ers and the Seahawks?
For him, he loves football. So him and my dad watch it all the time. But no, with me, I'm only interested if, you know, we can banter back and forth and his team loses.
I know that feeling very well. It's the same here. All right. We're going to take another little quick break, and when we come back, we are going to discuss the main event reason why Cassandra's here on Pipe Bomb Radio NYC, and that would be the newly published book that's available on Amazon. So we will be right back.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings.
Productions and the Playmakers blog are now both partnered with Fanatics. Fanatics is now your new home for all fan merchandise from the MLB, the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, MLS, NASCAR, WWE, International Soccer Leagues, and golf. Check out the links below for everyday deals on Fanatics.com. All right, so the book was actually just published on March 8th?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. I totally give you a ton of credit. Because I am creative, but I am not creative enough to do something like that.
It was very quick on how it kind of happened. I've been working in early intervention for almost 2 years now, helping Wyatt following his journey. I've run across a lot of people who people know about autism, but it's just a really hard thing. You know, it's not understood by a lot of people. And I get a lot of comments, you know, that, oh, well, why would you want to get your child diagnosed? Why put a label on them? Well, autism is not a label. It's an explanation, you know, or they like, well, he couldn't be autistic because he loves to cuddle. Oh, of course. I mean, some children on the spectrum love to cuddle. They like the tight squeezes. Wyatt happens to be one of those kids. He's constantly wanting tight squeezes and for me to hold on to him. It helps make him feel safe. There's a lot of, you know, people think that they're just being naughty or misbehaving. And that's also not true. Sometimes what looks like acting out or a temper tantrum could also be a meltdown caused by sensory overload. You never know what someone is going through. Sometimes a disability doesn't look like a disability. And I just kind of wanted to help spread awareness and give a reminder to people that you need to be kind. I take Wyatt to the park or the store. He loves riding in the cart. And when he's happy, he's flappy. We've always called him our happy, flappy kid. And people stare. I've had to ask adults to not laugh at him. They will point, laugh at him from his arm flapping, make comments, you know, like, well, he's just going to fly away. Or people try to get me to stop him from stimming. And I mean, he's a toddler. I mean, he just turned 4. So I think that a huge part of the inspiration for the book was I wanted to spread that awareness. I wanted to promote inclusion. We have to include our children in things. Even just because they're different does not mean that they are less. And I wanted to have a reminder that it's okay to be different, but it's not okay to be mean, which is the main message of the book. So it was a few weeks before I published it. I had High Tea. We have this new place in local, and it's kind of like a tea. You go and have tea with your friends. So a group of moms, we all went and we had tea. And I had this idea, you know, floating around in my brain to write this book. And I was talking about it. And then I went home and I grabbed a notebook and it all just kind of fell out. And then by the next day, my older son and my husband and I, we sat down and I fine-tuned it and I read it. And it was kind of like, well, now what? You know, I have a book. And then I found out how to create the pages. And I looked up like Amazon's guidelines and I created all of the pages and found a way to make the character and put it together. And then I submitted it and Amazon accepted it and published it.
I got to tell you, like, it again, we're here on with Cassandra Whitaker from TikTok. That's how we started this conversation, is on TikTok. And it's the new direction. One of the new directions we are doing for the show. Her book is actually available. I'm looking at it now. And I love the art on the cover. Everybody that gets to see this on YouTube and TikTok and everything else, the artwork is amazing. So congratulations on that. Congratulations on the book, because again, for me, like, as being a creator, I don't think I would have the mental stability to be sitting there and doing what you did there. Like, I will probably buy a copy of it just so I know that, you know, as a memento, like the piece of this for supporting the cause, because I have been trying to get the mental health thing out there. And again, might not be as, you know, leveled as other things of this, but to get the book out, to be able to get the word out on how to deal with the situation, to give people comfort for the situation, the book really is going to probably do that for a lot of people.
I really hope so. I think as a parent, when you're on this journey, it can feel so isolating. And I think it's so important for other parents to know that you're not alone. Every state has a birth to three program. If you feel like your child is not meeting their milestones, you have to be their advocate and you have to talk about your concerns. And you have to follow your parent intuition. My goal for this book was not only for the parents, but for children. Children learn through being read to by their parents or reading themselves. And a lot of kids don't understand. I mean, Wyatt goes to his morning preschool, and he is in a class with a lot of neurotypical children. And when they talk to him, they don't understand why he can't talk back. Or when they are sharing, they know that it's sharing, but Wyatt does not understand that. And so this book very, very simply, it explains why, you know, it's the common traits of autism. He doesn't make eye contact or talk to you or ask you to come play, but he still wants to play and be included. And I wanted other kids to understand that even though there are these challenges, that being kind is so important. So my goal was to just see how it did, to get it in as many homes as possible. I submitted it. It's got a, if you look at the cover, it has a seal on it right now. I submitted it into the Children's Book International contest, and it won a finalist award seal. And I am just hoping that it, I mean, gets picked up by someone who likes it. And my goal is the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. They don't take like self-published books, I read. So I would go, I'd have to have someone pick it up and go through a publishing company. But this is just the first one. I'm almost done writing the second one. That one is going to be released in the fall. This one is The Happy Flappy Child, A Little Different. My next one is The Happy Flappy Child, I Can't Find My Words. And it focuses more on the speech delay and the nonverbal part.
That's amazing. And you, make sure we keep in touch, because when the second one comes out, guess where you're going to end up being again? Back here on the show to do promo for the book. We will have the link for the book, which again is available on Amazon. There, it is $13.99 in paperback. So we'll put the link on there. I believe our affiliate link could be attached to that. So it's just a quick, without search, purchase. And again, I have multiple times in the last few shows have said to everybody that mental health is a real deal issue. And for Cassandra to come on to spend some time with us to not only promote the book, but as well to inform us of the trials and tribulations of dealing with the autism, which I do have autistic friends, and they're obviously older and they've gone through the processes or whatever, and they feel like they're normal people, even though we all know that every once in a while there may be a slight episode here or there. But again, we try to get the mental health thing known. And if you go out and take the chance to purchase this book will get the message out a lot further than anything else that anybody could even say. So again, the link will be in the description of the show. Cassandra, do you have any final words for the people for the end of the interview?
I think I would probably, I mean, thank you so much for listening. It's an honor to get to come on here and share a little bit about Wyatt's story and my story. And I just hope that it kind of resonates with people that, you know, we're all different and we all struggle sometimes. You never know what someone is going through on at any given time. And we're all just trying to do our best. So I think that's my favorite part about the book, is that it ends with, it's okay to be different, but it's not okay to be mean. And I think that the world could just use us, like, use a lot more kindness in it, and people being patient with everyone else. And we just need to love each other, because we're all in this life together, you know?
I totally agree with that. Cassandra, thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. We're going to try to get the book out more. Usually when my grubby little hands touch something, they fly off. Everything flies off the handle. You have no idea. Independent bands have come on and they've gotten their notoriety. And for this fight here, especially for the mental health stuff, we're going to try to push it as much as possible.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Once again, thanks to Cassandra Whitaker. The book, The Happy Flappy Child, A Little Different. You can get it on Amazon. Once again, link in the description of the show. And we'll catch you next time here on Pipe Bomb Radio NYC with yours truly, the master of mayhem himself, Ricky Litwinkiewicz.
This is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas, and you've just listened to Pipe Bomb Radio New York City, featuring your host, the master of mayhem, Ricky Litwinkiewicz. Make sure to check out all of our shows like Pain Train Pipe Bomb, Pipe Bomb Metallic, Ringside Chaos, Cowboys Talk, and Into the Net FC. We also have tons of show merchandise on www.paintrainpipebomb.threadless.com and paintrainpipebomb.myspreadshop.com. Tune in again next time for another episode of Pipe Bomb Radio New York City.